Hasta la vista, movies.
It's B Movies, thanks to Mitzi Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Now we're joined on the phone by the one and only Amanda Robinson from the New Zealand International Film Festival, one of the team there that's worked on the programming. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
How does one go about the process for selecting films for the New Zealand International Film Festival? Where do you start and when do you start and how do you start? What do you need to do?
It's a long process. Mm. It's a long process. So I came on in about April, May, but our head of programming, Michael Matsunel, is kind of working year-round to keep a track of all the films going to big international festivals, and he has this huge database of everything that's going and everything that's been submitted to us and everything that he is kind of wanting to see. And then this year, our 2024 artistic director, Paolo Bertolin, who has come over from Venice Film Festival, also brought with him a bunch of films that he had seen through Venice, either that they played there or had been submitted to him, and he brought over all his favourites. So we had a lot to watch. Me and the other junior programmer, Julia Hopopo, we started with the shorts and with Matt Bloomfield as well and the team, and we all watched about 95 short films and made a bit of a short list.
Yes.
And then kind of passed that on to some people to narrow that short list down. And then we kind of moved on to some of the features that Michael and Paolo had narrowed down, and then Julia and I watched a lot of the ones that they hadn't seen as well, and we all just basically watched a lot of movies, had a lot of conversations, and whittled it down to the program that it is now.
Are there any particular criteria that you use to evaluate films for inclusion in the festival?
No, it's really gut feeling, and everyone had different favourites, and it's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
And we had some arguments about some of the films that a couple of us loved and a couple didn't, or we kind of, you just vibe with what you vibe with, and then it's like if all of us vibe with it, okay, that's a good sign. And then if a couple of us vibe with it, it kind of goes on the maybe, and then we figure out if we have room for it and how it could fit into the program.
Yes. Is there any sort of way that you guys stay ahead or are updated on emerging filmmakers and the trends in the global film industry?
I think a lot of the international festivals that they look at that have played stuff earlier in the year, like Cannes and Venice and things like that, have sections for emerging filmmakers or announce kind of when something's a debut. And so we kind of consider everything and watch a bit of everything. So we have quite a few debuts, actually, in the festival this year. We have a whole section devoted to debut feature films.
Mm.
It's called Fresh, and so there's about eight debut features there, and then obviously a bunch of others in the other sections and some New Zealand debuts too.
Yes, yes. Now, is it a bit of a balancing act to showcase both New Zealand and international films?
It is, but it's so worth it. I think there's such a cool, exciting crop of New Zealand films this year. In Auckland, actually, it's quite cool. We've got this Aotearoa Film Focus Weekend. So from the 15th to 18th of August down at ASB Waterfront Theatre, we're playing only Aotearoa films, and we've got kind of cool Q&As with all the filmmakers and panel discussions and all this stuff. So it's cool. And then some of them are obviously playing at the Civic as well with their big Auckland premieres. It's fun. I mean, I just think New Zealanders are making films kind of at that world-class level. So it's cool. It's cool being able to have both. And it's quite interesting to see some of them that are in conversation with some of those international films. Like, so this year we have the cool Alien Weaponry documentary.
Yes.
And that's, you know, all about revitalising and keeping this memento of Indigenous language within this genre that doesn't kind of traditionally do that. And then we also have Kneecap, which is about the Irish language rat trio Kneecap, and they're kind of doing
yes.
the same
okay.
thing on the other side of the world. And it's just quite cool to, like, watch these films in conversation with each other.
I'm just wondering if we have some Kneecap in the digital library. I'm familiar with Kneecap. That's quite...
Yeah.
I was just like, when you put both those films side by side, that's actually quite an interesting conversation to have. Fascinating. Now, what have been the most interesting parts for you in curating a film festival of this scale?
I mean, I've felt so lucky to be part of the programming team this year. It's been really cool to watch a whole lot of things. I've found a couple of films in the program that I kind of feel like were my darlings, or ones that I was kind of fighting for in those programming discussions, that have made it all the way through and into the program. So, yeah, it's been really... It's been a great time, really.
Okay. Now, Amanda, are there any other hot tips, any other films that you would really suggest people try and make it to?
Yeah, there are a couple. I might just run through a couple of it, okay?
Yeah, go
There's
for
one,
it.
One of those darlings I was just talking about is one called My First Film, which is it's a film about filmmaking, so take it or leave it. But I do think it's really relatable to artists from kind of any discipline. It's about a woman who's made a lot of music videos for artists like Mitski and Jenny Havel and Beach House and Angel Olsen, and it's about the story of her trying to make her first movie 15 years ago, and it kind of not getting into any festivals and never being released, and so she's kind of talking about this experience, and it's about trying to find satisfaction as an artist, really, and it's got this beautiful Perfume Genius score. It's just a really stunning film that's playing out at the Hollywood Avondale. And then one of the New Zealand ones I really wanted to shout out is this cool film called Naughty Little Peeptoe. We're playing it with a short film, and it's by the filmmaker Garth Maxwell, who's kind of this underappreciated icon of New Zealand queer cinema. People have called him New Zealand's John Waters. He's very cool, and this is a film about Doug George, who used to own a shoe shop on High Street in Auckland, and he was kind of a foot fetishist, but he's just he's a really interesting guy, and he kind of narrates this film. And it was recently picked up by MoMA for their permanent film collection.
Oh, wow, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it's that classic thing of kind of New Zealanders maybe being a bit underappreciated here, but then overseas they kind of get this acclaim, which is really, yeah, it's just a fantastic film. And Garth is such a cool filmmaker, and he's going to be there and do a Q&A after with the writer Sam Takani. So we've got a cool little program of that on a Friday night at the ASB Waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a bunch. I mean, we've got, feature debuts and horrors. There's this cool kind of thriller from this directing duo from Australia called Bird Eater that's really cool. It's kind of stag do from hell. The bride-to-be gets invited along to this boys' weekend out in outback Australia. And it's
as
you can imagine, all goes horribly wrong.
Good
creepy movies. Yeah. And it's just come out in cinemas in Australia, and you can check out the Letterboxd reviews for it. People are loving it. It's such a good, scary thriller.
Yes.
It's not really a horror, but it's really a scary thriller.
Yeah.
From this new Aussie guy, so I've just kind of come on the scene and just taken it over with this movie.
Excellent. All right. Now, the film festival is on from the 7th to the 18th of August. People can head along to nziff.co.nz to take a look at the program or get tickets. Or there are a bunch of, I mean, it's great to actually have a physical program in your hand. They seem to be dotted around town, right? If people want to pick them up.
Yeah, they're a bit everywhere. But I know the Civic and the Central Library definitely still have a bunch left.
Excellent. Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Appreciate it. And all the best with the Film Fest.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to B-Movies, thanks to Metze Bar.
Radio B.